this or that unless that happens. So you kind of stop yourself. You kind of slow down. You kind of slow down. And you just need to be careful with who you give your heart to. And always think that you need to slow down and wait and make sure that it is the right person.
Get in touch, 6163 on the SMS, love request, love dedications, on the way, music from Tony Braxton by request, Jesse McCartney, also Dave Matthews. If there's a love song that you want to hear, send it in, 6163, and comment on our topic this evening. Can you spend the rest of your life without a relationship, and is it really worth all the drama? Here's Evanescence with My Immortal on Cairo's number one.
Childish fears, and if you have to leave, hit music plays next. Nile FM.
موسيقى مسلسل نور. اتصل على 09709 من أي تليفون أرضي أو 5600 من أي محمول وخليك قبل الكل ونزل واسمع أغاني مسلسل نور. كلمنا على 09709 أو 5600.
You've heard their brilliance on Nile FM. Now it's time for your local original Egyptian bands to shine at the foot of the pyramids. Nile FM is proud to announce its first ever homegrown festival. Featuring original music from
This is What We Do,
Arabian Nights,
The Marblehead,
Cartoon Killer.
Sometimes you get it right.
Keep going.
In addition to Nile FM homegrown invitees,
ladies and gentlemen, give it up for
Bad
Africa. Enjoy the show.
Saturday, October 11th at the Pyramids Panorama, celebrating the finale of the 2008 Theron's Rally. Get your free invitations at Virgin Megastore. Nile FM's homegrown festival, powered by Event Middle East and brought to you by Cairo's number one for local talent, 104.2 Nile FM.
Cairo's number one hit music station, Nile FM.
Don't leave me in all this pain.
time to kick off hour number two of After Dark right here on Cairo's number one.
Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
We'll continue our topic this hour. Can you be in a relationship without the drama? We want to know. 6163 on the SMS. Can you spend your life alone? On the way, music from Dave Matthews, Stacey Q, and more of your requests at 6163. This one going out to Z. It's Kobe Calais right here on Cairo's number one.
Taking me over, I wanna show you everything inside of me. Oh, like a nervous heart, it's crazy beating. My feet are stuck here against the pavement. I wanna break free, I wanna make it closer to your eyes, get your attention before you pass me by. Back up, take another chance. Don't you mess up. I don't wanna lose you. Wake up. This ain't just a thing that you give up. Don't you say that I'd be better off sitting by myself and wondering if I'm everything inside of me, like a nervous heart that is crazy beset. My feet are stuck here against the pavement. I wanna break free, I wanna make it closer to your eyes, get your attention before you pass me by. Back up, take another chance. Don't you mess up. I don't wanna lose you. Wake up. This ain't just a thing that you give up. Don't you say that I'd be better off sitting by myself and wondering if I'm things you do to me are taking me over. I wanna show you everything inside of me. Oh, like a nervous heart that is crazy beating. My feet are stuck here against the pavement. I wanna break free, I wanna make it closer to your eyes, get your attention before you pass me by. Don't you salute me. Back up, take another chance. Don't you mess up. I don't wanna lose you. Wake up. This ain't just a thing that you give up. Don't you say that I'll be.
Don't you salute me, hanging on. Don't you salute me, hanging on. Don't you salute me.
Listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
You gotta go to Carlos Santana. Yeah.
Love of My Life right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. Kicked off the top of the hour with a song from Colby Calais called The Little Things. That's off of her latest album. Had a couple people ask what it was. You are tuned in After Dark. I'm Aaron. It's 11:11 this evening. Mara Racha in the studio tonight. We're talking about relationships. And can you stay single forever? Is it really worth all the drama? Get in touch 6163 on the SMS, or you can give us a call at 3855-055. When we left off, this whole topic stems from a friend of yours named Wael, who...
He went on the group and then he posted this topic and with lots and lots of questions, as if we come without a manual.
Right.
And the SMS board is like all over the place.
But that's the thing, though. There is no answer, really, to all of these questions, in all honesty.
It's case by case.
It's case by case, because no one knows what's going to happen when they're in a relationship. That's the bottom line. No one really knows. It's all up in the air.
We're just trying to read the signs, trying to put one and one together, trying to see how to go from where we've been before. So Emma is saying, hello there, and Marwa. Well, that question is really hard to be answered. If you just broke up and you got hurt, you'll prefer to stay single, avoiding getting hurt again. But if you're in love, you'll believe in every step that it is worth it. And then she said, I'd like Marwa to answer that question personally. Emma, you know what? I've been diagnosed with commitment phobia, literally. And any sort of commitment used to freak me out until I met someone who's patient and who is very understanding. And I don't know. I think I've been cured. So I think it is worth it.
I think every relationship, in all honesty, is worth it. And we talked about this before. When you're in a relationship, with the good comes the bad, and all of it is a learning experience.
Yeah,
it just depends on how hard you're willing to work for it and how much you want to get out of the relationship.
Mm-hmm. And we have a few messages from people who just got their hearts broken. And from Mystery SMSer that ends in 827, I had a relationship that lasted 3 years. I love him so much that I was ready to give up anything for him. 2 months ago, we had a few problems like all couples have. Then I got to see the other face, and he just never called again. That's hard.
That is hard.
But
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but usually when a relationship ends like that, there are signs. We just choose not to look at them. There are signs of distance. There are signs of lack of attachment, or let's say detachment. There are signs that we're not communicating right. There are signs of lack of trust. There are signs of we sit together and we have nothing to say. There are signs that we're growing apart. And then usually one person would choose not to look at those signs, and hence the breakup would come as a surprise. So I'm very sorry that you had to go through that. It will pass.
I know. It just makes me sad.
It will pass.
Let's see. There's another one on here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Rafiq?
No. It's down.
Oh, this one. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
This one made me really sad.
Go ahead.
Love is nothing. Love is a big lie. The girl I loved, her, and she loved me. She left me forever 15 minutes ago without any reasons. Eek. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
That's just terrible. I'm sorry. Send me in a song you'd like to hear. That's the only thing I can do for you right now. Send me a song. I'll play it on.
Yeah. And if it's going to make you feel any better, just believe that it will pass. It's never the end of the world. Everything passes, and maybe that was meant to happen because you will meet your right person, and you would know that you would have to kiss a lot of frogs until you meet your prince.
Most definitely. All right, go back to this note from Wael. We need to get to the next block of questions.
Okay. So, how to choose the best match? Is there such a thing as best match or soulmate? And is soulmate a big lie? And is there really an astro compatibility guide?
No. Personally, I think that's all a bunch of garbage. I read it anyhow. It's interesting, but I think it's a bunch of garbage.
Okay, I used to think that it's garbage until I read two books. The first one was Born on a Rotten Day, and the other one was Love on a Rotten Day. And they are very true.
And are they from the same author?
Yes, of course.
There you go. Love on a Rotten Day, Born on a Rotten Day.
But they're very true.
I think there are certain personality traits about people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I don't base who I get in a relationship with off of a horoscope sign. I'm sorry.
Okay, you know what, Aaron?
What?
I do.
I know you do.
Yes. And there is a huge no Virgos men next to me.
I was about to say, wait a minute. I'm a Virgo.
I just noticed that.
We get along fine. No, there's...
Yeah, but it's the relationships thing.
Right. And I tend to agree that there are certain men that I fare better in relationships with than others.
Yeah.
For me, it's no Geminis. No Geminis
right,
whatsoever.
Aaron, you know what? I think we're going to lose half of our audience right now.
I know. But no, I don't think there's an astro compatibility guide. And as far as the soulmates thing, yes, there are soulmates.
Yeah.
it, I think what happens with soulmates, though, it depends on what time you meet them in your life. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. There are definitely soulmates.
Okay.
But sometimes they come in your life at the wrong time.
Speaking of that, I would like to read a very interesting comment from Rania Zeda.
Okay.
Rania is a writer, and her comment says, I think the bottom line is, there is no way to avoid heartache completely. I think that relationships are transformational, and so is heartache. I think the other we are with, our partner, for any length of time, is meant to help us grow, and that should be part of the lesson we give as well to the other. Sometimes we stay together, sometimes we part ways. I think that after a while, even in the midst of heartbreak, I would find myself being transformed by the entire situation. That's what we talked about when we said it helps you grow, it helps you become a better person. It's almost like getting beyond the hurt by going through it. And I think I've been lucky to remain friends with the relationships I've formed for the most part. Even though we're not together, we can always meet and have a coffee and laugh and be able to talk about anything without discomfort. And then she goes on to say, I've learned a lot about myself through breakups and through it's really, really hurt. And though it's really hurt. It also brought a deep level of transformation and awareness, and I think ultimately that the most rewarding thing in and of itself.
I like this line here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no guarantee for happiness mm-hmm. or staying together, but I think that people need to take chances on what they really want and not let heartache get in the way, because we've all been hurt. It's your ability to move past and take it to the next level, to move forward and move on.
Very true. Very, very.
You can't
very
live in the true. Past. That's the bottom line. You cannot live in the past. You have to live in the moment.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we'll read some more of these SMSs. Mm-hmm. Get in touch. 6163. Can you live without a relationship? Is it worth all the drama? We want to get your input. Hit us up, 6163, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
Man, every time I see you, you got a different track playing through your mobile phone. Is that Michael Jackson?
It is Michael Jackson, and I got it from the Superstar line. And if you call 09000205 from any landline, you can download actual Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks.
Michael Jackson, I'm a huge fan of that, man. How do I get his ringtones and tracks again?
09000205. That's the number for the Superstar line.
09000205?
Yep, that's the number. Just call it, and you can have your very own Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks from the Superstar line.
The Superstar line, brought to you by Telemedia.
Cairo's number one hit music station.
Nile FM.
The pain I feel inside. Did you know you
used to be my hero. All the days you spent with me now seem so far away, and it feels like you don't care anymore. And now I try. Nothing lasts forever. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. Now it's just too late, and we can't go back. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect.
After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Mountains, you raise me up. me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am proud, I am on your shoulders. Raise me up to more than I.
And you raise me up right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It's 11:29. You are tuned into After Dark. I'm Aaron, in the studio with me as every Monday, Mauro Rocca. We're talking about relationships tonight, and is it really worth all the drama that comes with it? Or would you be better off spending your life single?
We're having votes here now.
Yeah, we are having votes.
I love whatever's comment he or she's saying. Life is too short to waste it on drama. If a relationship isn't making you a better person and pleasing, then it's not worth it. People are becoming so obsessed with getting involved that they force it to work, and that could drain a person. Love yourself, work towards your dreams, and leave love to come at the right time, smoothly, with equal care, love, and respect. If it's taking too much effort and it drains you, let it go.
I like the line there, if a relationship isn't making you a better person.
Mm-hmm.
When you're with someone, you should want to become a better person.
Yeah, I like the line of, if it's draining you, let it go.
But the better person part, though, what's that movie with Jack Nicholson, As Good As It Gets?
Mm-hmm.
Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt, and they're standing in the street, and he looks at her and he says, "You make me want to be a better man."
Yeah.
And that's how a relationship should be.
It's about having a hero.
A hero, and just, you know, realizing that you might not be the best person you can be. And when you're with someone, that makes you want to strive harder to achieve your goals or to be a better person, then that's what it's all about.
Yep. Do you want to read Hawk's message?
Sure. Hawk says, "Hi all, from a 9-year valid marriage, from a father of four lovely kids, with the wisdom I got from my past 35 years, true love is found only in legend stories. It may be utopia, but not our life. Being single is the best way to spend my life."
No comment. All right, going back to the comments left on the group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I like Nadia's comment, and she's saying the short answer is no. Relationships do not work because men and women expect different things, and oftentimes they drift apart or they simply take one another for granted. Those that have a good and solid relationships are in the minority, and they must make a lot of compromises and work on the relationship.
I agree.
That's very, very true.
There's always going to be compromise in any relationship. Doesn't matter what relationship you're in.
Yeah.
I was talking to my mom about this a couple weeks ago, about compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Her and my father are complete opposites. My mom is one of those people that has to go. She likes to travel. She likes to go here. She likes to go there. My dad is the complete polar opposite. He is a stay at home, hang out in the garage, you know, work on cars, make things out of wood. You know what I mean? He's happy and content being home. And my mom said that's one of the things that they had to work on in their relationship, because my mom constantly wanted to go all the time, and my dad's not that type of person. So now it's to the point where my dad, he decided, I'm going to let her go and do all these things that she wants to do. Even though I don't want to go do it, she can come home and tell me all the stories about the things that she experienced, and it's equally as fulfilling for me.
nice compromise.
It is a nice compromise. You know, my dad wants to make my mom happy, and my mom wants to make my dad happy, mm-hmm. and they found a happy medium.
Very nice.
And that's what relationships are all about.
Yeah, very true.
Finding the happy medium.
That's what happens with compromise, communication, and what's the third C?
Compromise, commitment. Communication, and commitment.
Commitment. All right, Russia is saying that we make our own illusions, believe them, live them, and expect others to live them, and then they hurt us.
Especially, yeah, that last line. Especially when you realize the illusion is not what it seemed to be. Mm-hmm. And when you're in a relationship, you do realize certain things about your partner that you may not necessarily have wanted to see at some point. You know, when you have that first big fight, you see a whole nother side of the person that you're with that you never wanted to see. And you either have to accept it or not accept it.
But the thing is, if you pass that, it makes your relationship way stronger by far.
Any controversy in a relationship is going to make it stronger if you can get through it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. Can you get through it?
Communication.
There you go.
Again. All right. Anne is saying, I've had relationships where I felt totally accepted for myself, and then it crashed. This kind is probably the hardest crash of all. A good relationship should never be lots of work. If you are working and thinking too hard, you are trying to make a square peg fit into a round hole. If you can handle the square peg being a square peg, then go for it. If not, run away from it. You cannot change another person. If something about them drives you to nag from the beginning, it will only annoy you more and more as time passes by. Sometimes we're not psychologically strong enough to choose a mate wisely. So many variables, so little time, too much analysis. But emotionally healthy people choose well and swim with the tide. Make sure you are emotionally healthy.
I agree with that to an extent, but I do not agree with a good relationship should never be lots of work. Because that's when problems start in a relationship, when you're not working at it. That's where the taking your partner for granted part comes in.
Yeah.
A relationship is work. It's work 100% of the time. When you don't work at it, that's when you start to have problems because you coast. And you, like I said, you take that other person for granted in the relationship. It's always going to be work.
Yeah, let me clarify Anne's point. There are two types of work. There is the work where you are swimming together. That
right.
is work towards shore. And that's a lot of effort and in compromise and communication, all the things that we've talked about. But then there's the other type of work where you know it's not working, but you're forcing it to work. You're trying to convince yourself that it's going to be okay. You're finding excuses for the person. And I think one of our listeners here mentioned that somewhere,
mm-hmm.
that they're working hard and they're working hard and they're working hard. And she's been in love with the guy for 6 years and he's just not there.
Well, that's a different scenario. I'm talking about when you're in a relationship with
yeah.
someone. Not necessarily in love with someone that doesn't love you back, but when you're in a relationship with someone that does love you back, it's always going to be work.
Yeah, depends on which direction.
Right, you have two different, completely different people that are trying to be in a relationship together, so it's always going to take work. It's always going to take compromise. That's a given.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't deny that.
But working on forcing the relationship to happen, that is, I think that's what Anne was saying.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
I have a saying, it's always supposed to be, when you're in a relationship with someone, it's you and that person against the world,
mm-hmm.
not you and that person against each other.
Yep.
All right, get in touch, 6163 on the SMS. Relationships, are they worth all the drama, or can you spend the rest of your life single? We'll get back to this list coming up. Did have a request. I need to go back to the telemedia screen real quick. Had a request from Norma. She says, hey, can you play Soulmate from Natasha Bedingfield? Here it is, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Incompatible, it don't matter though, for someone's bound to hear my cry. Speak out if you do, you're not easy to find. Is it possible, Mr. Lovable, is already in my life, right in front of me, or maybe you're in disguise? Who doesn't love for someone to hold?
there's enough for everyone. But I'm still waiting in line. Who doesn't love for someone to hold? Who knows how to love you without being told? Somebody tell me why I'm on my own. If there's a soul made for everyone. If there's a soul made for everyone. Most relationships seem so transitory. They're all good, but not the
ميجا ميكس من أي خط أرضي على 093-355 ونزل على تليفونك أحلى وأقوى الأغاني والنغمات.
Take a musical journey around the world with the Putumayo World Music Hour on Nile FM. It's your chance to experience the many musical flavors from around the world.
On the next Putumayo World Music Hour, we'll celebrate Oktoberfest, not with polkas and accordions, although we do have some accordions, but with some of the hip, sophisticated music being created by German musicians, producers, and club DJs today.
So make sure you join Dan Storper and Rosalie Howard for the world-renowned Putumayo World Music Hour on Fridays between 5 and 6 p.m., exclusively on Nile FM.
Listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Your subtleties that strangle me, I can't explain myself at all. And all the wants and all the needs, all I
tonight. Just a little inside.
American Rejects, it ends tonight right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned into After Dark. It's 11:45 across Cairo. Want to welcome you into After Dark. If you haven't listened to the program, it's all about love requests, love dedications, and relationship help. In the studio with me this evening is Marwa Raqqa, my relationship guru, author of The Poison Tree Planted and Grown in Egypt. You can check her out on her website at Marwa Raqqa. It's MarwaRaqqa.com. Or you can get in touch with us on Facebook. We have a group going on. Our topic this evening is relationships. Is it worth all the drama, or are you better off being single?
Yep. And one thing led to the other.
Yes.
And we have a comment from Hendel Somad, who is talking about myths in relationship. And the myth number one says that the background doesn't matter. Now, I'm going to elaborate on this part. Background could be social differences, could mm-hmm. be financial differences, could be cultural differences, could be educational differences. So basically, when two people come together, they come with their own baggage, you know, like their experiences and friends and education and what they've seen and what they've been through. So this in its own is a lot of work.
Right.
Now, you could imagine that plus a major difference, like two people from two different social levels, or two people from two different countries, or different cultures, or different religions, or different whatever. And she's saying that these differences or backgrounds need not to be the end of the relationship. Now, nobody said they are fatal,
right,
but they are important.
Yes.
You cannot just ignore them or overlook them. This is where communication comes in and trying to bridge those gaps. And then the other myth she's talking about, opposites attract, and she's saying it is completely wrong. And she's saying that it's a popular concept because people try to tend, they kind of like find differences exciting and attractive, and they try to find someone who will make up for what they feel missing in their own personality. But all evidence on successful relationships prove that basic similarities of a personality are essential for long-term compatibility. Now, let's talk about this opposites attract thing. We're attracted to people who are different, but at the same time, there has to be a base of similarities.
Right.
So, too different is a shock,
right,
and too similar is just boring. Too similar is like friends. And I think this is where you need to balance the two things. You need to find someone that you can communicate with and who can add to you. This is what you were talking about, Aaron.
Right. Making you be a better person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you like, okay, here's an example. If you're a sports fan and you like watching football matches, okay, and the person that you are with hates sports, that's going to be a problem eventually.
Unless you compromise and you find like two TVs or one goes cooking, one the other watches.
Right, but that's the thing. That's the compromise.
Uh-huh.
That is where the compromise comes in. I mean, it's okay to have differences, but okay, if you're two polar opposite,
mm-hmm.
you're always going to have problems. Or if you are like, you love shopping and that person hates shopping, well, then guess what? You're going to be shopping by yourself. You know what I mean? But you have to have things. Okay, maybe you both love music. Well, then you can go to concerts together. There's your mutual factor.
Exactly, that's very right. And Linda is saying, I think many people come into our lives for a reason and leave also for a reason. And we need to accept and love and be grateful for any lessons we are given or give.
Yep.
That is very, very wise. All right, Reham Afifi is talking about transparency and absolute clarity. And this would answer all matters when it comes to relationships. Now, Aaron, here's a question.
Okay.
To tell or not to tell?
What do you mean?